And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here with us as always. Hey, Lee, what do you have?
Hey, Michelle, a couple of things. So we began the week talking about this woman.
Sing a song full of faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of hope that the present has brought us.
That's jazz singer Renee Marie singing Lift Every Voice and Sing, known as the Black National Anthem, to the tune of the Star-Spangled Banner. Now, she switched things up a bit at a Denver City event where she was invited to just sing the National Anthem. Now, Michelle, I got to tell you, this is generating a lot of buzz on our blog. There's a lot of emotions, a lot of mixed feelings, even within the same person. This message from Janice sums up what folks are saying.
I don't consider Renee Marie to be a bad person or citizen, nor do I doubt her patriotism, but I don't think she has very good manners. The folks that contracted her to sing at this event did so in good faith, and she betrayed their trust. She chose the wrong venue for her statement.
Thank you, Janice. Later in the week, we also checked in with our Mocha Moms for a conversation about bullying, why it happens, and ways that parents and loved ones can intervene. At the end of the segment, as we often do, we ask listeners to share their thoughts on the subject. We received this from Ray.
Bullying is inherent in our entire society. Cops bully, coaches bully. We have to deal with that, the root causes of bullying, before you're going to make a dent's worth of difference. And also, a more balanced approach would be to maybe have some male voices on such programs.
Thanks, Ray. Good suggestion. Lee, what else?
Well, Michelle, we had a conversation with You Save Your Washington and Bob Law about their new documentary, Disappearing Voices. Now, the two filmmakers are raising awareness about their fear that traditional black community radio is fading off the airwaves. But Jeremy, he thinks it's part of a larger trend.
Have they ever heard of something called the Internet? The mainstream media is dying in general for blacks and whites and everyone else, but the web and the blogosphere is alive and thriving. The barriers to entry are next to nothing, and there are plenty of voices, African-American and otherwise, not only bringing up important issues, but pushing them into the spotlight.
Well, thank you, Jeremy, and thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
And don't forget, on Monday, Tell Me More begins Cheapskate Week, a series of stories about how we're all finding ways to cope in these tough economic times. So we'd like you to tell us more about how you're cutting back to make ends meet, clipping coupons, riding your bike to work. To tell us more, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That number again is 202-842-3522, or go to the Tell Me More page at npr.org and blog it out.